The best and most country, 103.9, mypickradio.com. The morning show is John, Anna, and friends. On a Tuesday morning, April 26, 2022, it is East Texas Giving Day, which is the day that they set aside, especially for nonprofit organizations, agencies that help people.
Yes.
They're all asking that if you can, you know, give them a little donation today, it sure would be nice. And just spread them out amongst several if you want to, because they help the community. But anyway, it is nice out there this morning. We're in the low 50s. It'll be a perfect day today with highs of around 70. And it's going to be nice again tomorrow. But right now, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible, Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we've got one of our favorite friends, guest from the community, Trinity from DVP Inc., Domestic Violence Prevention Inc., is in here with us this morning. And good morning, Trinity.
Good morning.
How's it going? What am I doing?
There's the piece of paper we were going to give her.
Oh, there it is, right there. I saved it. By the way, before she starts talking, Yesterday's word of the day.
And
yesterday,
she totally schooled us on the word.
Yeah, was, I guess I'm, how do you pronounce it? Apiology? Apiology?
Apiology. It just depends
okay.
who says it.
Apiology, which was the study of bees and honeymaking. And we say that because her and her husband are into beekeeping. And they produce local honey. And it's a growing venture there.
Yes.
So we knew you would know that answer.
That's right.
And so there you go. That was yesterday's word of the day.
Well, thank you for sharing your word with me. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
There it was. I was digging through the trash a while ago.
Sorry, I totally sidetracked you.
Anyway, Trinity is here from DVP Inc. So, and you said it's going well, and you told us that you and your husband and some others went to Disney World here recently.
We're so excited that you came back with good memories.
It was good.
Great time, huh?
It was a really good time. I mean, you just can't compare each ride or each park. It's just all an experience in itself, every single ride.
We're glad
awesome.
That y'all got to have some enjoyment there, a little time away. But you're in here today, and several things. You know, obviously today is, as I mentioned, East Texas.
Right.
So, you know, DVP, Domestic Violence Prevention, they always could use some help. If you want to help them out today, that'd be great. And you were telling us on the Facebook that, you know, anytime you want to give to DVP Inc., you can give like a one-time donation, but you said there was something you could set up where it was like a, you know, if you want to make a small donation and make it on a regular basis, you could do that too.
Yeah. So if you go to our website, which is www.dvptxk.org, you can click on the Donate Now button and it goes to our little PayPal account, and you can set up where it's reoccurring monthly. It can be reoccurring weekly and set it to whatever kind of amount that you want.
Right.
And, you know, that's something you don't have to keep up with it every
true,
month. You can just
true.
Get pulled out.
Yeah. I kind of like that when it's, if I get it in a small enough.
Right.
If I get
don't
it small enough
for
me.
$1,000, yeah. but ask me yeah. for $10.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
10
if you
times.
Say you know, $10 a month or whatever, yeah. I like, and it just goes.
Yep. Too easy.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss it.
And every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. Like we were saying on the Facebook page, you know, if you donate $20 to our organization, that $20 could buy groceries for a mom and a child or just a lady for a week. I mean,
Right. Maybe
gas prices are going up and stuff too.
No, but
I mean, still,
every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts because that's what we do. We fill the gaps where we can. If that's getting food, if that's buying clothing, if that's buying socks. I mean, we get a lot of donations of that stuff, but sometimes we don't have the sizes to fit that person.
And
so we got to go get it.
All know everything right now, every single solitary thing is costing a lot more than it did about a year or two ago, about twice as much in some cases.
Yeah.
So just making it through everyday life every month is tougher, especially if it's somebody that's got a lot of burden going on. It makes it that much worse. So any bit that you can help helps even more. And even in a normal situation, because everything's up, everything costs. Now, you got her in here to talk about something special tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Denim Day, and the significance of Denim Day loosely goes back to Italy, correct?
Yes. So, if I remember correctly, it started in Italy about 1992, around that area. There was a young lady, and she was doing like a driving test or something, and her driver sexually assaulted her.
Okay.
They went to court for it and did all the things, and the court ruled against the victim, saying that she wore tight jeans, and so she would have had to have helped the attacker take them off, and so that she wanted it.
So she gave permission.
She gave permission by what she was wearing. And so the following day, I don't know if it was like senators, women senators, or political figures, or whoever it was, they wore tight jeans and stood in solidarity with them, saying, or going against victim blaming, basically.
Right. So can you define victim blaming for us?
Yes. So victim blaming is when you take the blame off of the attacker or the abuser and you make it the victim's fault.
So it's almost like shaming them.
Yeah, victim blaming, victim shaming, very similar. Basically, you're making the victim feel bad for what they wore, what they did, saying it was their fault, and okay. when it's never their fault.
Never. There was no permission granted, so it's not, wasn't okay.
No, it's always the perpetrator's fault. It's not the, right. the person, the victim's fault.
Right, regardless what she's wearing.
No, it doesn't
no
matter.
No means no.
Doesn't matter what yep. hairstyle she's got or anything.
Right.
It does mm-hmm. not matter. You are at fault if you are abusing someone else.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. Because we've got a lot more to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Just getting started. With Trinity on the Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com, more of the best in most countries coming your way. That's Clint Black, nothing but the taillights, Anna. Mm-hmm. That's all he's going to see.
Yep.
On the Pig at 103.9, mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning. So we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Tecumseh County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Trinity from DVP Inc., Domestic Violence Prevention Inc. here in Tecumseh County. And we've been talking about a few things going on. They said tomorrow is the Denim Day, and we'll talk about that again before we get out of here. To just encourage you to do that tomorrow and be in solidarity with people yeah. Who have been, suffered abuse when it wasn't their fault at all, and people tried to pin it on them.
Right.
And that is just not right. But you were saying when you leave here, you've got a special something you're doing today. What are you doing today, Trinity?
Yeah, I'm going to Maud High School and Middle School and talking about teen dating violence for, I think, April's Child Abuse Awareness Month as well. So they wanted me to come in and just talk about
You get to talk about the fries again.
Yes, the fries and all the good
oh,
things.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Her acronym.
The fries, yeah.
Yep.
But, so that's a good thing. We talked about that before, the topic of teen dating and things like that. So that's a great, it's great that you get in there with the high school and middle
right.
schoolers to talk to them, and they can hear from somebody that knows what they're talking about. And maybe you can get them to see things that they don't see.
Yes, I do it all the time, yeah. and it's I love going in there and doing it. So if your school, your church, your organization wants me to come speak about teen dating violence, human trafficking, different things, I am more than happy to just give our agency a call, and they'll get me in contact with you. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned on the Facebook that, and I knew that there had been a story recently that there was some human trafficking type thing.
Right here
people,
in our own
yeah,
town.
That people were arrested for right here.
Yeah, I think four people were arrested yeah. in regarding the human trafficking ring that was going on.
Right. So that goes on right here even.
Right.
And right mm-hmm. under our noses, as they say. And you don't, sometimes you think, oh, that goes on somewhere else.
That's a Houston problem.
That's a big
nope.
city problem. No. Yeah.
No.
No, it's not, unfortunately. As always, if there's anybody out there that needs to reach out, just... I don't know, something's going on in their life. Either they're scared or they're being abused or maybe they think that something's going on that may lead to that. Y'all have a number that is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're always going to answer to just talk to somebody. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be an intervention, just to talk to somebody.
Right, yeah, we can just talk to you, give you advice, safety plan with you if you're not ready to leave, prepare you to leave. You can call multiple times and just keep talking with us. If you're right. not ready to leave, we're just always here to listen and just talk about our services that we offer and, you know, anything that you might need because we offer a lot of services.
Right. And what is that number?
That number is 903-793-4357. That's a local number. Uh-huh. It's a direct line to our shelter. You're going to talk to a trained advocate that's here that can get you out of your situation and help you safety plan to get out of that situation or just talk with you.
We like to remind people every time you're in here that there are multiple, unfortunately, ways that somebody abuses somebody else. It's not always
right.
physical in nature. Some of the other things that constitute abuse that people may think, well, is that normal?
It doesn't leave a bruise.
Is this what I'm supposed to do? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just physical abuse. It's emotional abuse. It's gaslighting. It's financial abuse, isolation. It's sexual abuse. Just different things like that all can constitute as domestic violence.
And sometimes it's not a degree of 10, but if it's a factor and they all add up, it's not healthy for you. So reach out because there's so many services offered at DVP.
Yeah.
You can help them safety plan.
Yeah, we can help them safety plan, which that is just like an individualized plan to make sure they can get out of their situation safely. We have legal advocacy. We have counseling, support groups. the 24-hour crisis hotline, the confidential shelter, sexual assault advocacy, different things like that, to help victims,
right,
all free of cost. I mean, that's just the baseline of things. You know, we offer so much more. Just come in and talk with us and see what we can help you with.
One phone call and you can figure out what the resources are that you can utilize. And it's not just women. This unfortunately happens to all genders.
All genders, all ages, all ethnicities, whatever it may be.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And one's safe.
And if you are, let's say you're, I don't know, a family member, close friend, maybe you're a parent of a teen, maybe that person isn't opening up to you, but you feel that there's something that may be wrong, and you can't get them to tell you. Because, you know, especially with teens, sometimes,
right,
it's hard to get them to open up about anything. They're kind of closing in or whatever, and, oh, don't worry about it, but you think there's something wrong. It's okay to make that call, because maybe they can give you some information that'll help you crack that open where you can find out.
And you don't have to call our 24-hour crisis hotline to talk to one of us. That's just a number that's easy to spit out and to remember. But we have main offices as well. So sometimes people feel like, oh, I don't want to call 911. That's an emergency situation. Or the crisis hotline, that's an emergency. So just call one of our main office lines, and you can just talk to an advocate during business hours. Or if you want to call the crisis hotline, either one will be fine. Mm-hmm. And speak to somebody about it. And we can just give you advice or tell you, like, hey, yes, that is a red flag. You do need to, like, look more into it. Different things like that.
What is normal teen behavior and what isn't? Well, sometimes it's hard to tell.
That's a moving target.
Yes, it is. All right, hang around, Trinity. We're going to kind of wrap around on the Denim Day tomorrow. And I think we got this or that today.
Oh, good.
This
we
or
like
that,
this
we'll play that coming up on The Pig. Well, Anna, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. I didn't say that. Elvis did. Rowdy's not a hound dog, is he?
No, he's a pug.
Okay. All right. And we got Trinity. Trinity, y'all got a dog?
Yes, we have two.
What kind of dogs y'all got?
They're little lab mixes.
Aww.
Aww.
They're my babies.
Well, good. Yeah, we all love our puppies.
Want a pug?
she's trying to get...
I know what the sounds they make.
She's trying to get rid of a temperamental, feisty, hyper
pug.
He
was naughty
pug.
Yesterday.
All right. Yeah, she made... Rowdy made her fall down yesterday, or at least she blamed it on Rowdy.
Well, it was the neighbor's dog, and Rowdy ran off in a direction. I had to follow them, because Rowdy probably wouldn't come home. He would just keep wandering.
Go with the neighbor's dog, yeah.
That's right.
So you
and
named
so
him correctly.
She fell down. Rowdy, as the nice puppy is, came back to check on her.
At least he did that. Some dogs would just let you lie.
Yeah. So there you go. Rowdy's not all bad. All right. We got Trinity from DVP Inc., Domestic Violence Prevention Inc., and we'll kind of wrap up what she was in here to talk about in just a minute. But we do have this or that today, and y'all play along with us out there.
Okay.
You got two choices. You pick one and maybe tell us why.
All right.
Okay, here we go. You got your choice. Are you going to have some of that hummus stuff or cheese?
I like both.
Oh, cheese.
But you have to pick.
Hummus, probably.
I like hummus, but I'm a cheese guy.
Yeah, I knew that you'd go with cheese.
I just love cheese.
Same.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
I like the sharp.
Yes. I do, too.
Yes.
Sharp.
Lots of flavor in there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't give me the mild, give me the sharp.
Right.
Now, I've never played either one of these.
You've not?
We'll see if Anna's ever played one of these. She probably has, because she's more... diverse.
She's been at him using nice words. Air quotes and everything.
Lacrosse or cricket? Of course, I've never played either one of them. I don't even know if I'm for sure what lacrosse is.
I think lacrosse is where you have, like, the nets in your hand.
Is that the nets?
Yeah. So it's kind of like air hockey.
Cricket
it's
is
very physical.
It's like baseball.
Yeah. Cricket's the kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a stick in it.
So what are we playing, cricket or lacrosse?
Lacrosse, hands down. Oh. Take out your aggravations all day long.
Now, Trinity, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you've never played lacrosse or cricket.
No.
Okay, so if you had to choose, which one would you
want to learn?
I guess I'd do cricket.
Probably lacrosse.
Okay.
It's fun.
Are we going to eat chicken or are we going to eat fish?
Chicken.
Fish. I like fish, but
fish.
If I'm making it.
I eat a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
I like
if we
fish.
Ask your wife, chicken or
chicken.
Fish?
Chicken.
There
right,
we go.
Right.
It all depends on what kind of fish.
Yeah.
I don't like catfish.
Oh, man.
But I like bass and crappie and stuff.
Okay.
So.
I love catfish if it's good. Hamsters or gerbils? You don't like either one of them.
No, those are rats.
Hamsters are not rats.
Yes, they are.
I'd pick hamsters because I had hamsters when I was a kid.
Hamster, probably.
Yes. This is one of those dumb ones. Would you rather be coughing or sneezing?
Oh,
I guess
sneezing.
I'd rather cough.
I'll sneeze.
I can cover that up better.
If you press the top of your nose, you don't sneeze. No, like
try
this.
That next time.
Like that.
Probably sneezing.
Okay.
I guess.
Neither.
Now, I'm not a wine drinker.
Okay.
But is it red wine or is it white wine? If I had to choose, I don't like wine. It'd be white.
I'm going to give all mine to April.
We're not big wine people around here. No, what about you?
Are you?
Trinity? I like wine.
Okay, which one though? Red or white?
Red.
Red, okay. What do you eat with red?
I don't think you're supposed to eat fish.
Okay.
I just know the don't.
Now, one of them one of them supposed to be chilled and one of them not supposed to be chilled? Is that right?
Am I wrong on that? See, that's how much we know about wine.
I don't know.
I think it just kind of depends.
Isn't it on preference?
It depends on preference and it depends on what kind it is. Because sometimes they'll bring a bucket on ice, but sometimes they'll serve it to you room temperature.
Okay. Because it enhances the flavor.
Yes.
Right. I have wine friends. It's like,
wine friends.
All right. Here you go. It's all yours.
Now, of course, this would be neither, but we have to answer one.
Okay.
Waking up with a stiff neck or waking up with a sore back?
Every day I wake up with a sore back.
Sore back, probably. A stiff neck, I can't get your head around.
Yeah.
All right. I guess a stiff neck, but I don't want either. Buzzing alarm clock or waking up to music?
I'll wake up with my pig radio all day, every day.
Me too! Oh,
it's unanimous. Wake up with my pig radio. Here's another one. Lawn bowling or rugby?
Rugby, hands down.
Rugby? Once again, I don't even know what rugby is, actually.
Oh,
it's like football, but more aggressive.
It's very aggressive, and it's like you have a scrum, and it's
I guess
fun.
I'd lawn bowl. I don't want to get loose fingers. What about you?
I'm a pretty aggressive person. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll play rugby.
Going to a kid's ballet recital or a Little League game?
Little League game, hands down.
All right.
I like to see them running the bases backwards.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. They won't let go of the bat, and they're dragging it behind.
All right. Trinity, hang around because we're running out of time. We're going to hold you over to the top of the hour so that we can talk again about what's going on tomorrow. So we're going to give you an extra break there. Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. More of the best most country is coming up. That's Restless Heart. Why does it have to be wrong or right, Anna?
It just happens.
Can you
that
just
way.
Answer the question?
It just happens that
on
way.
On the pig at 1039mypigradio.com. It is The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, and we're into the 9 o'clock hour, but we held Trinity over from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., because, well, we just wanted her to hang around.
We sure did.
And you know what, Trinity?
What?
Since I can, and we have plenty of time here, we're going to play a second game.
All right.
Is it my birthday?
It is.
It is a bonus second game, if I can find it.
Okay.
I had it. Right there at my fingertips a while ago, and then I
tell
got
us
confused.
About how the softball game went.
Yes, so we did the awareness game with Texas A&M Texarkana softball team, and it was a teal out game. It ended up having to get rescheduled because the rain and stuff that happened on that week, but it was great. The girls wore their jerseys. They had a great time. I think they ended up winning both of their games.
Oh, neat.
And it was just a really good turnout.
Such good support. I'm glad
Such good support.
I'm glad it turned out.
I'm glad they had
Softball's
fun.
Softball's fun.
Right.
All right, I found it. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Maybe.
So I'll give you questions. Standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States of America, you get it 4 out of 5, right? We're moving on to the sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5, I guess we're going to summer school. Are we ready?
Okay, yes.
All right, y'all can work together.
All right, he doesn't like it,
Anna is a pit of worthless knowledge, but...
See how the language gets a little stronger through the morning?
What is a smaller branch of water that leads to a river? Is that called a delta, a pond, or a tributary?
Tributary.
Where is Stonehenge located? Okay, that's a...
We know this.
Notable...
Yeah, the big things.
Whatever, big rocks. What are they called those things? The giant...
Stonehenges.
Whatever.
Go, Trinity!
That's what they call them. Trinity, don't start acting like Anna, okay? Egypt, France, or Great Britain? Where is Stonehenge located? Egypt, France, or Great Britain?
No, it's not Egypt or France, so it has to be.
Well, if you know it's not Egypt or France, it must be Great Britain.
I was trying to let her say the right answer.
Which of the following words means a connection or association?
Okay.
Genealogy, heritage, or relationship?
A connection or association?
Yeah. A connection or association. Genealogy, heritage, or relationship?
Heritage?
It would be a relationship.
Yeah, Anna's been in a lot of relationships, so she knows the answer to that.
There's shots fired going back and forth in here.
I'm just messing with her. It's just fun. It's too much fun. I can't stand it.
As long as you're having fun.
Yeah. In the Harry Potter books, which I have not read.
Right.
What is Harry Potter's birthday?
You know this one.
Is it October 31st, December 31st, or July 31st? In the Harry Potter books, what is Harry Potter's birthday?
I think it's... What are the answers again?
July 31st, December 31st, or October 31st?
It's July. I just started reading the books. I'm so excited.
You're right. It is July 31st. And, oh, this one's a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little tough. What type of government does Germany have?
Mm-hmm.
Democracy, federal republic, or an absolute monarchy?
It's not a monarchy.
It's not monarchy or democracy. So it's the...
The Federal Republic.
Yes. It's the Federal Republic, and y'all are right.
See how smart she is.
Congratulations, Trinity. You and Anna are going on to the sixth grade.
We're so awesome.
Yes.
We get to march the stage.
Well, that's right. Now that we got to play two games, let's talk a little bit about, okay, obviously today is East Texas Giving Day, but every day is a good day to give to DVP, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc.
Yes.
So if they want to donate some money or something, either on a one-time thing or set it up where it's kind of a rote every...
Auto draft.
Thank you. How do they do that?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.dvptxk.org, and you can click the Donate Now button. It goes to our PayPal link, and you can do reoccurring or do a one-time payment, whatever you feel like you want to do.
Please help. It's a great organization. And that number that they can call if they have a problem, they just want to reach out.
Yes, you can call 903-793-4357. Any time of day or night, weekend, holiday, give us a call.
They'll help you out if you feel like or you are in some type of situation. Doesn't have to be, obviously, it's not a 911 situation.
If it's 911,
call 911. Yeah. But it's a situation that is not right. Call
Address
them.
It.
You got somebody to talk to. Yeah. Make that first call. You'll probably be glad you did.
Yes.
And tomorrow is that important day. Talk about that one more time.
Denim day. Wear your jeans, wear your denim, whatever it may be. Send us a picture to our Facebook page. Send it to Anna and to bring awareness to victim blaming for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Yeah.
So.
Stop the shaming. Yep.
Yeah. Do that tomorrow. We'll make sure.
Do it every day.
We'll make sure that Anna has her denim on.
I wore it today.
I got mine on every day. She thought today was the day, so she's wearing it. So she'll get to wear it 2 days in a row. All right, Trinity, thanks for coming in. And enjoy going over to Maud High School and Middle School and talking to the kiddos over there today.
Yes.
All right. Well, more of the best in most country. It's coming your way next right here on The Pig. And lots to do. We're going to give away stuff between now and 10 o'clock. And we'll have our stupid criminals and our good stories before 10 o'clock to round up and wrap up the morning show.